You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Don't you see? It's so simple. Step 1, we Google the biggest flops on Broadway. Step 2, we find the crazy stories behind them. Step 3, we see how they lose millions of dollars.
Millions?
Broadway isn't cheap. A lot of fancy people want to be producers. Step 4, find out why the show won't go on. Step 5, end this episode and head to Times Square.
Times Square? That'll never work. Only Broadway successes are in Times Square.
Oh, ye of little faith.
All right, let's turn this on.
Let's do it. I'm just going to crinkle this. This
very
lovely.
Loudly into my mic twist. Okay.
Because I have to eat. I'm hungry. I can't let these theater geeks allow me not to eat. Oh no, I dropped a piece. Okay.
When I drop a piece, the worst. So I usually have one on my way to the train.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I've done this. Keep going.
And I have like 2 bites left and. When the winter with gloves or whatever, yep. And it falls on the floor, It is depressing.
Because you only get a certain amount of calories.
Yes.
I'm like, half of the calories just went to the
on
subway
the
floor.
Nasty, icky ground. And now I have to put that in the trash. Mm-hmm. It is depressing.
So sad.
Yeah.
Welcome.
What's up, theater geeks?
What is up?
It's been a while. We like you guys
time.
A lot. The summer's over.
Yes.
Pamela and I don't love the heat, so we're not as upset as maybe some of you are about it. Not sorry.
Listen, cause. I love the fall, rainy, gloomy days that are just ahead of us.
And apple picking that we do every... Is this our 4th year?
Yes, it is. That's crazy.
That's longer than some relationships.
Well,
marriages even.
That's true.
It's true. Oh, man. We're going to try to pick a rainy, gloomy day because that means there's less people at the apple orchard.
And it's more fun.
Yeah.
And the rain washes the apples, so all you have to do is pull it from the tree.
Yeah, and this is just clean and nice and fresh. And the pictures are prettier because they're all like shiny with the drippy raindrops on them. And also, it's not hot.
Yeah,
because we went one time, it was like warm. Last year was nice.
Well,
it was the year before.
It was sunny, though. It was super sunny. You're right, though, the year before. These were both in October, too.
Last year wasn't that bad because I had my boots on. I distinctly remember wearing my boots.
I mean, I always wear my boots, though.
The worst year was the year with Kevin. It was hot.
It was horrible.
There was a ton of people.
And we decided to walk the entire length of the orchard, and I parked so far up.
Because there was no space.
Mm-hmm.
Every other year, it's been easier.
And they had their strollers out and parked everywhere willy-nilly. And I'm like, I'm trying to get through the aisle to get to a red, delicious apple.
Yeah, it wasn't. That was the least fun of the 3 years we've done it. Yeah. Yeah.
That was the worst.
It wasn't good.
I think the first year we went was the perfect conditions.
Yeah, it was great. It was great. So this year we're literally picking when we're going apple picking based on weather in hopes that it'll be chilly and rainy so there won't be so many people there.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
That would be the best.
I know we sound weird, but it's the best way.
It is the
I'm
best.
I'm sorry. I mean...
Listen, you can't judge us. If you've never been apple picking when it's gloomy and rainy and like just not even like rainy, but like misty rain, like a light drizzle where it kind of like makes your hair look really awesome because it picks up all the moisture and all the curls come out.
Yeah, because she and I have curly hair, so... Yeah.
Can't judge us.
No.
Don't judge me. I always yell at our audience.
And they're very nice.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know for absolutely sure because I haven't heard from anybody. Oh, except for my cousin, Eric, who sent me a link to this new, I was just going to say March of the Falsettos. That is not what I'm trying to get across. The one that starts 20 years in the future and then works backwards. What am
Merrily.
I thinking? Thank you. Merrily we roll along. I was like,
Ooh,
I knew
it was an
M. Are
you talking about, this is on the list.
Yes.
Talk about it. Okay.
Oh,
this
good.
Is on
well,
the
then
list
because
we're really
out.
Excited. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So basically this director is going to use the same actor starting now and is going to film it over the next 20 years until the story is finished. I do think this is amazing, although it's a long span of time.
Right. Well, so it's, okay, I have it here. It's Richard Linklater. He's same guy who did, what's the name of it with Patricia Arquette? And it was the same thing. Like, they did a span of, like, 20 years. Yeah, he did that. He did that. And she
was
won an
Oscar.
Was it
a full 20 years? I thought it was, like, 5. Maybe it was more
five
than that.
5 or 10.
Somewhere between 5 and 20.
Yeah.
I do remember that. I didn't watch it, though. Was it?
It's good.
Okay.
It's good. I think it's just called Boy.
Okay.
And it's just a single mom. I mean, Patricia Arquette was a single mother.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just this young man. And he did the series of, it wasn't a documentary, but it was a narrative. I think it was 5 to 10 years of his life.
Okay.
That they shot. And so they would do a little bit like each year. So it's going to be with Ben Platt.
Yes.
And Beanie Feldstein.
Yes, from Oklahoma. Shoot, Hello Dolly.
Yeah, she was in Hello Dolly. She was also in Booksmart.
Okay.
The movie that just came out.
Yes.
And they've been friends for 150 years.
Oh,
so
that's
it's like
cute.
Extra adorable.
And I love that her name is Beanie.
Beanie. It's
cute.
So cute.
I might get a dog and name it Beanie.
Beanie.
This is adorable.
It's really cute. Beanie Feldstein. So that's going to be really fun. It said. Yeah, 20 years. But Blumhouse, which I guess is Richard Linklater's, like, production house.
Yeah.
They, the article that I read said they couldn't be reached for comment. So it's like, it's still a rumor, but maybe, like, they're not allowed to announce it until, like, Ben and Beanie and everybody
Listen,
is, like, signed on.
I think
on.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Don't get my hopes up.
I know, but I'm like really excited about it. And this is.
I'll be close to retirement.
Oh, ew. Oh, God.
Did you
we're
just
gonna
think
be so
about that?
Old.
Listen, I will never age. And I don't think you will either.
I mean, I don't know if you saw on Instagram my 72-year-old meme.
No.
It's so cute. There's this. I found it from Sarah Jones, the actor. She's black too, and she posted this meme of this adorable little black girl, and it said, black women be like, I'm 72 next week, and it's just this little girl who's like 5.
It's true.
And I was like, black, it don't be cracking. I love that. But this is a great year for Steven, so like, that Merrily, that's been announced.
What else is he doing?
I'm super excited because we talked about this before. So remember the company on the West End, and I was really excited because it was gender switch.
Yes.
And so that the lead was actually a female.
Yeah.
It's coming to Broadway.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
In the spring. Yes.
Wow.
Patti LuPone's playing Joanne.
Okay.
And guess who's playing
Who?
Bobby? Katrina Lenk.
Oh, she'll be amazing.
So excited.
She has such a depth of character. I mean, at least in the band's visit, she had such
it's
a depth
second
of
time,
character.
Because I also saw her in, I saw her in the other, the one about the Jewish production. I can't think of the name of it
Not
right
Fiddler.
Now.
No. Is it a play or a musical?
It was a play.
Okay. Oh,
I don't know. Saw her in that. It was like groundbreaking. So I've seen her twice and she's just like enigmatic.
I'm excited.
And just
Oh, that's going to be great.
Yeah.
And you know what? I feel like sometimes with those actors that have so much capacity, they really need a good director to really focus.
Yeah.
And I think that'll be a good match.
It's going to be so good. So, I think it said It's, the opening is scheduled for March 22nd. It's going to be at the Bernard B. Jacobs Theater.
Okay.
And opening night, March 22nd.
Yeah.
Is Stephen Sondheim's 90th birthday.
Oh my gosh. He's getting to the age of retirement.
I mean, Hal
lasted what, until 91?
Yeah, and it was like an all of a sudden.
Yeah, that like really
he
was.
Just got, he was.
Stephen, by all accounts, is really healthy.
Yeah, he's still okay.
Maybe he'll write another show.
he's been working on the one for a long time, and it was supposed to go to the public like 2 seasons ago.
Okay.
And it didn't sound like he's quite finished yet, and I don't remember what it was about. It still hasn't been put up yet. So I don't know if he's finished or not.
Interesting.
So this whole year, I'm telling you, it's Steven's year. So we just talked about Merrily, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I just talked about Company.
Yep.
Then there's the West Side Story revival that starts on December 10th.
Yes.
It begins previews. And then Assassins is supposed to come to Classic Stage in the spring.
I did not hear this.
So Signature Theater out in Virginia, I saw their Scottsboro Boys last year, and it was amazing. So there's talk now that they have an Assassins that's really brilliant, and mm-hmm. so there's talk that in the spring, that John's gonna bring it to Classic Stage.
Awesome.
Yeah. Super exciting.
That'll be great.
Yeah. So this is like a huge, really good Stephen Sondheim year. Uh-huh. His 90th. Like this. Okay. Well, Stephen had success when he was like 23. But also like it's kind of one of those things that gives you a bit of hope too, because it's like it's not over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like he's going to be 90 and he's having a huge year. Yeah.
And he's had his peaks and he's had his valleys.
Yeah.
A lot more valleys than anyone could really guesstimate on. But
it's true. And then that happened with Sheldon Harnick too, because it was like Fiddler opened.
Yeah.
He had like 3 shows. So he had Fiddler was on Broadway. She Loves Me was on Broadway. And then there was a 3rd show that was off Broadway.
Okay.
So it, and that was, that was the 2016 to 2017, I think.
I think you're right.
Season, yeah. So, and he was, I mean, he's still alive, too. And he was like 90, 91 that year.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really cool. So those things are fun. And then the other revival I'm really excited about is Carolina Change.
Oh, my gosh. I saw it, and I was going to text you, and I couldn't find my phone. And it was like one of those moments where I was like, oh, she has, I mean, she must know. I'm super excited about this.
I never got to see it the first time.
Do you think that Tanya Pinkins will reprise the role?
No. So what happened was it's in England. It's on the West End, and they're just bringing
it's gonna be
that
cast. Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So Sharon D. Clarke will make
her. How did it go over in the West End?
It went over really well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sharon D. Clarke played that lead role.
Okay.
So she's going to make her Broadway debut in The Transfer.
Her debut.
And the first preview is March 13th.
Awesome.
Of 2020. So that's just like
just.
And then opening night.
Half
April
a year
7th.
Away. That's awesome.
Yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I never got to see the original
I didn't either.
Production.
And I saw the Tony Awards, which were dynamic, but her voice just could not withstand that song. And so by the end of it, it was almost gone. Do you remember that?
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah.
It was so heartbreaking because she was putting so much passion and so much power behind it, but there's only so far you can, there's only so much adrenaline that can push your voice to that point. And then it's just shredded. And her voice was shredded that night. It kind of reminds me, do you remember when Wicked was up for it? And Adina's voice was the same kind of way.
Yeah.
It was, she just didn't
defying
have it.
Defying gravity,
It was so upsetting because she's such a powerhouse and you know that she's got that capability.
Yeah.
She just didn't have it on the most important night of theater history, you know?
I mean, she still won the Tony.
Of course.
Oh,
and
speaking
she deserved
of
it,
which,
but, yeah.
Speaking of Wicked, so I don't know if you know, I still have never seen the show.
Oh.
which everyone is shocked about.
But remember
Brittany from the concert.
Yeah.
So she's Glenda.
Yes.
But she said from the 5th to the 11th, she's playing Glenda every night.
Are you going to go and see it?
I'm going to try and go.
Do. It's yeah. so worth it.
The tickets are like really reasonable uh-huh. right now. So
there's
I'm
also
like,
a lottery still. So you can like do it online if you wanted to.
I tried that lottery so many times yeah. and never won. So I'm like, I'm just going to buy a ticket.
Yeah. 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 And I think you should.
Yeah.
I think sometimes too, if you go in at the last minute and be like, I just need one ticket, that mm-hmm. you can get a really good seat for a lesser price.
Oh, that's okay.
I've done that before.
Okay. So do they have like a Rush system? Is that why?
It's different from Rush because you do okay. just go to will call.
Yeah, I've done that before. I've gone to will call for other shows, mm-hmm. but I don't know that because I always consider Wicked still so extremely popular. I've never tried it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's been up for 10 years or yeah. more than 10 years
it's
now.
Gotta be easy to do.
I would imagine.
So that's probably what I'll do for that, especially if the Today Ticks cheap tickets mm-hmm. get sold out. Usually they only give them a certain number of tickets. So
there's another one called Broadway Roulette, but I think that's you don't know what your show you're going to actually yeah. get the ticket for.
Yeah, you don't know. And I very specifically just want to see Brittany and mm-hmm. Wicked.
Yeah. I bet she's amazing.
Yeah. It's exciting.
It is exciting.
So the last thing is, have you heard about Sixth, this musical?
Yes. How did I hear about it? I don't remember. But then I saw on my social media that Abby Mueller was doing it in Chicago. But they're bringing it to, I think the whole cast from that Chicago performance are coming to the Broadway now, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's totally
is it Broadway
right.
or off-Broadway?
No, Broadway.
It is. Okay, yeah, good. Yeah. This intrigues me. The
Same.
Only thing I really know about it is that it's the six wives or mistresses of Henry VIII.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's like hip-hop kind of deaf poetry, like well, kind of style.
Yeah, they're saying it's a woman I was hanging out with this weekend said it's got like a techno sound.
Yeah, yeah. Like yeah, like where EDM, electronic dance yeah. music meets hip hop.
Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah.
I want to see it.
I do too. It looks fun and I've seen some clips. It's fun.
Well, yeah.
But I mean the accents of the people that were doing it from the UK version are sure, very mind. Thick, but yeah. it's still very good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
So what I heard was they're doing the Chicago, and then I think there's like one more run in between there.
Oh.
Chicago and Broadway, like someplace else.
Like Boston or Seattle?
Or actually, maybe they announced something after.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
There was something where they like announced it way ahead of time on
yeah.
purpose because Six is not like, you know, nowadays a lot of shows either have like... it's like what they said in title of show.
Yeah.
It's not a recognizable commodity. Right? So it's not a movie turned into a...
Right.
It's not a television show.
That, I think, is why it excites me so much.
Same.
Because we're so inundated with recycled material.
Right.
Which may have been really good, but I don't want to see it again. Like, and there's so much of it.
I don't need a musical of it.
Right.
Yeah.
There's so much of it right now. Although, yeah. I will say that right now I'm slightly obsessed with Heathers the musical.
Well, you're not alone, because my friend Deva, she listens
yeah.
to, she saw it.
Oh,
she
cool.
liked it.
Yeah. Because there was an episode of Riverdale, which is an episodic on the Netflix about the Archie comics, or based on the Archie comics.
Mm-hmm.
I love this show. It's like super dark, and that's what I love about it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, they have these episodes every once in a while. Ebony, you'd love it. They have these like these musical episodes. So they did Carrie the musical. They did Heathers the musical. They'll just randomly throw in music every once in a while.
That's
it's so the
funny.
Most incredible thing ever. But like the episode
did
of Heathers. Yes. It's definitely worth watching. And also, same creators, same type of show. I think it's actually kind of like a sister show to it is Sabrina, which
the
is based
Sabrina?
On yes. so much better than the old Sabrina because it's so completely different. It's
yeah.
so dark and so, like, it's really good. Anyway, but they had this episode of Heathers where they did all of the music, right? And I loved it. I was living for it, every moment of it, because it reminded me so much of when they did the musical episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer,
yeah, yeah.
which when I was a kid, I mean, that was when I watched it. It was when I was, like, in my early teens, yeah. And that was when I was the most into musical theater, yeah. So give me what I love, thanks. But anyway, and like there's the song called, well, there's two songs. There's Beautiful, mm-hmm. which is kind of like the opening number of Heather's, and then they've got the song 17. That stupid song was in my head for the longest time, and it was because I loved it so much, but I just kept singing it over and over again, and so I finally just had to like listen to the musical to get it out of my head, but then it was just more in my head. But I loved it, and now I'm learning the words. It's great.
That's so cool.
Anyway.
I wonder if that's going to come back, Heather's, because it seemed like it did really well when it was here. Like, Heather's did really well.
I looked it up, too. It never made it to Broadway.
Clueless did really well.
I think it was
Broadway
just
too.
The timing. My neighbors are having a barbecue, and they're in the back where my bedroom window is. And it was silly. I shouldn't have opened the shade, but I did because I was feeling generous. Here you go, little Bonnie. You can look out the window. And then what does she do? She just barks. All right.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Anyway.
That's what I have. The other thing the other two things that are off Broadway that I'm excited about, and we already talked about Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yes.
But I just happened to drive past the West Side Theater the other day,
uh-huh.
and it reminded me because, like, the posters inside yeah. the little glass thing, and I'm like, okay, gotta get a ticket for that. And the other thing is, I saw Life Sucks, which is an adaptation of Uncle Vanya.
Oh.
Broadway.
Life Sucks.
Yeah.
That's kind of brilliant.
Yeah, isn't it funny? I saw it because my teacher, Austin, from last summer, he was in it, so I wanted to see Austin.
Nice.
But the woman who plays Elle mm-hmm. in that, she's married to an actor from House of Cards. His name is Corey.
That's okay.
But they're going to play the Macbeth.
Oh, fun.
At Classic Stage, so I'm super excited.
Yeah, so that'll be fun.
I'm going to try to actually usher.
Oh, fun.
So then I can just see it for free.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So those are the other things I'm excited about. And then, things I saw.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Atlantic Theater Company every summer has a Mix Fest, and each year it's like a different theme. So this year it was called the Immigrant Mix Fest.
Okay.
And so it was a bunch of readings of new plays written by people who are either first or second generation.
Okay.
Immigrants. And so I took Maria and I went yeah. to two of the readings.
Maria Barada.
Yes.
Love
Maria
it.
Barada. I went to the panel. My very nice boss let me leave work early one day to go to the panel.
Nice.
Very nice of him. And then
let me help you. Okay.
And then I went to two of the readings. The first one was called Tosca Taran Tosca.
Okay.
And I loved it. It is basically a behind-the-scenes sort of backstage play.
Okay.
But it's harrowing.
Oh.
And it's harrowing because it's based in Iran.
Okay.
And this small theater company wants to do a production of Tosca.
Yeah.
And in order to get permission to do Tosca, they had to secede and say that they would do all of these changes.
Okay.
Because the laws there are so
stupid.
I mean,
yeah.
They're just so strict. Like, a woman can't sing by herself.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And these laws are so strict that, like, you would go to prison if you don't abide by them. and in the play, it was alluded to the fact that, like, the woman who played the lead had been in prison before and had been tortured.
Wow.
So it's really, it was really, like, just to do the play and do it as written and as it was supposed to be done was, like, a huge protest.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the best backstage play. And it was just a reading.
Yeah.
Right? Very, very little staging, music stands that I have ever seen.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just...
Nice.
I was just like, what is
Will these
happen?
Shows yeah. go anywhere?
I mean, that's like the hope.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you do a reading and hopefully, you know, it gets a bigger life.
Yeah.
That particular play was only an hour long, and I don't know if the writer had plans to like expand it or anything, but
did it feel finished? I'm going to take that as a no.
I was literally trying to think, like, what more could she have done?
Well, it's just a play. So, I mean, an hour for a play isn't unheard of.
No. And I felt like, I guess there were parts that maybe could be expanded.
Okay.
I felt like, though, it being an hour, it was so condensed.
Yeah.
So intense, which is, like, what you okay. wanted.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So my fear is if she does add something to it,
it's like, going to take away the urgency of it. Yeah, that makes sense.
And so that was so great. And then the second play that we saw, I'm terrible. I can't remember the title of it, but it was a very small. It was like three actors.
Okay.
And it was a play where so the daughter was coming to meet her grandfather for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
She was raised in Australia. Her father was raised in England, but he's actually Irish. And his father was an Irish immigrant into England, right?
Okay.
But he's a very staunch Irishman.
Wait, I've got it. The Seed.
The Seed, yep. Mm-hmm.
You had all the playbills. He put them on Instagram, yes, so right. I just brought it up.
Yeah, and so she's going back because she wants to write a story on her family history.
And I'm sorry, I'm just going to stop you for just a second. It is Tosca Turan.
Tosca Turan, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But this is The Seed. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Seed, yeah. Can you say who the writers, were? Are they on that?
I just closed it down, but I can bring it up really quickly.
Okay. Because I think it's really important to support them.
Right. The Seed was written by Kate Mulvaney, directed by May Ann Teo, and Tosca Turan, Shadi Gahari, Gahari. I don't know if that's a man or a woman, though.
It's a woman.
Oh, it is a woman. Okay. Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also met the woman who wrote The Seed, too.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and Tosca Turan wrote and directed. She wrote and directed it. Cool.
And those actors were all really good.
Yeah.
It was great. Yes, I saw that. Already talked about Life Sucks. And then...
Cyrano was the other playbill just on Instagram that I just saw.
Okay, so Cyrano.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the funny thing about Cyrano. I've talked on this podcast a lot about Bedlam, my obsession with, like, Kate Hamill's work,
mm-hmm.
Sense and Sensibility, Pride and Prejudice. I got to see her Little Women this spring. So Cyrano was co-written by her fiancé. And so it was funny because my roommate and I were talking. I was, like, thinking about plays I'd like to see outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what play I'd like to see, like, in a park-like setting, kind of like Shakespeare in the Park? Cyrano. And literally... It was a Sunday night. The next day, I get an email from Hudson Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah.
And they're like, one of the shows we're presenting is Cyrano. And I texted Megan immediately, and I was like, look! It's like they heard me.
Yeah.
You know? It was so much fun.
Awesome.
Such a good production. I would go see it again. I hope it gets an off-Broadway life here so I can, like, take more people.
Sure.
But, of course, the way that the directors use that tent, And just the element of being able to have their actors go outside of the tent and all, like, how they use that as a comedic device.
Yeah.
It's just so great.
Awesome.
It's so great. It was a wonderful setting to see that show, and I...
Super fun.
That whole day was just, like, it's beautiful up there.
Yeah.
It just was, like, that... last Sunday was, like, the best day.
Yeah.
I was, like, up there... by myself.
Nice.
Seeing a beautiful play.
Love
eating
it.
Eating my dinner by the water. It was like the best.
That's nice.
Yeah, that was great. So if you guys can find Cyrano, if you live in New Jersey, it is going to Two Rivers Theater next.
Fun.
In like the next couple of weeks.
So nice. I recommend it. Very cool. Yeah. Is there anything else on the list?
That's it.
Okay.
Like, the only thing I'm urgent about is trying to see Brittany, because she just had, like, those few days.
Yeah.
The 5th to the 11th. There's other things that are open now. Like, I want to see Betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like people don't love the play so much.
But, right.
Like, people are saying the performances are really good.
Yep.
And then I saw Seawall of Life.
Okay.
Oh,
is that the one with Gyllenhaal, Jake Gyllenhaal?
Jake Gyllenhaal and Tom Sturridge. And what it basically is it's two monologues.
Oh.
Which I didn't realize.
No, I didn't know that either.
So Tom Sturridge's is first and Jake Gyllenhaal's is second. And there's an intermission in between. And they're both about, like, grief and loss.
Oh, wow. And why is it called a seawall?
Seawall... It's not closed yet, so I don't want to give it away.
Oh, don't.
It's just like a key piece of the first monologue.
You can tell me when we're off the air.
I'll tell you now. And then A Life, which is Jake's piece, is just basically like an amalgamation of the person who he lost.
Okay.
Right? So that's why it's just called A Life.
Yeah.
It's like that question of what do we leave? Like, mm-hmm. what sort of imprint do we leave on people when we're gone? So I liked the monologues. Not everybody who I went with liked them. It was great to have Maria there.
She went
too, because they're technically both like one-man shows.
Yeah.
Right? And so to have somebody who's done multiple one-woman shows, I'll be honest with you, I thought they were good, but I thought, but Maria does like 20 people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's in another play, had to make pasta from scratch and serve the audience.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys aren't really doing much. You're just kind of standing there with some staging and like talking. She does way more than that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, well, why isn't she on Broadway? She's like, doing way more than you.
Mm-hmm.
Just whatever.
I know.
That was a little frustrating. I did, like, I was with her and I was like, she was like, yeah. So anyway, but I mean, I liked what those two were about.
Yeah.
I think those are like the last bits I've seen.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's it.
All right.
Guys, please reach out to us on the Twitterverse, on the Instagrammables. We do like to hear from you. And
on the Facebook. Don't forget Facebook.
On the Facebook.
Just because you don't do the Facebook doesn't mean it's important, not important.
It is also important. We do love to hear from you.
Me too.
If you have seen anything, even if it's not here, because we have some listeners who are not in New York.
Yep.
Or in this country. If you've seen a play or a musical that you've liked where you live.
Yeah.
You know, tell us about it.
Insta us a program pic.
Yeah, we'd love that. We love it.
Tell us what you thought. All right. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.